This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we're learning about looking after our heart today, and I guess the best way to cure heart disease is to prevent it altogether. I'm joined by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist. Lisa, how's it going?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jordan. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So obviously cardiovascular disease, it's quite common in Australia, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yep. So
Bit of a mouthful. Sure. Yeah, so cardiovascular disease is pretty common in Australia?
Yeah, cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death in Australia, and it actually kills one Australian every 12 minutes, so it's a pretty big deal. It affects 4.2 million Aussies and accounts for nearly 30% of all deaths in Australia. And it's also the most expensive disease group for our Australian health budget. It's a pretty big deal. And for those that don't know what cardiovascular disease is, it's a bit of a broad definition of heart, stroke and blood vessel diseases and includes conditions such as heart disease, heart attack, stroke, angina and coronary artery disease, just to name a few. But as you said, it's largely preventable. So that's what we want to work on, is preventing the condition.
So how can we go about reducing our risk for cardiovascular disease?
Yeah, so today I'm going to give you five ways to reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease. Starting with number one is giving up the ciggies. So if you are a smoker, we want to try and reduce that or give it up altogether. Smoking damages the lining of the arteries, and the nicotine in cigarettes increases our blood pressure, our heart rate, and it also makes the blood stickier, causing it to clump. So then we're more at risk of clots and obstruction in our vessels. So giving up the ciggies is number one. And I should say that if you do give up cigarettes, though, that you can reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease to a similar level of a non-smoker. So once you give up, you can improve your risk that way. Number two is to improve your nutrition. So there are many ways in which an unhealthy diet can increase your risk of cardiovascular disease, with a diet high in saturated and trans fats increasing your cholesterol levels, a high intake of sodium or salt increases blood pressure, and a low fruit and vegetable intake has been linked to 20% of heart disease worldwide. So we want to make sure that we are taking note of all of that and having a healthy diet. And apart from an unhealthy diet causing those things, it generally leads to an increase in body fat and waist circumference. And those also increase your risk of cardiovascular disease, among other conditions as well.
And I guess what else is there? Because obviously we're changing our diet, we're changing our smoking habits. If we have any, what else can we do?
Yeah, so stress is another one. So number three is to reduce stress levels. So it is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease, as it's associated with increases in our blood pressure and our heart rate. So, and apart from that, as people know, you know, sometimes when you're stressed, it can lead to poor lifestyle habits, such as you might go for the fast foods, you might be grabbing for the drink of alcohol, smoking, and it also affects your sleep as well. So trying to reduce your stress can reduce your risk as well.
Yeah, well, I guess you got to find what helps you, what works for you with reducing stress as well, because everyone's a little bit different, and it's not quite as simple as just saying, okay, I'm going to be a little less stressed now.
Exactly. You know, people have stressful jobs, family, lots of juggling going on. So, yeah, they do need to find something that works for them, whether it be meditation or relaxation or finding someone to chat to as well. Yeah.
So you mentioned improving nutrition. I guess would body fat then have a play in our cardiovascular health?
Yeah, absolutely. So reducing your body weight is another way to reduce your risk. So your chances of developing cardiovascular disease or dying from this condition is increased in overweight individuals, and especially with those with fat stored around their tummy. So think about that beer belly or the apple-shaped person. So that puts you at a higher risk. And if people are actually obese, that's associated with other conditions such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol levels and diabetes, and all of those also increase our risk of cardiovascular disease events. So, yeah, keeping your weight down is another way to improve your risk.
Of course, one great way to keep your weight down is not only changing your diet but exercising.
Yeah, so we love exercise, so we want to be exercising regularly. So frequent exercise is strongly associated with a decrease in cardiovascular disease death, as well as the risk of developing cardiovascular disease. So there are great benefits to being physically active. It helps to lower our blood pressure, improves our insulin sensitivity, and helps our cholesterol levels as well. And those are three of the major risk factors for cardiovascular disease. And then, as you said, in addition to that, exercise can help to decrease or maintain a healthy weight. and it can also help to decrease your stress levels, so to other risk factors for cardiovascular disease. So exercise really is the bomb when it comes to helping to reduce your cardiovascular disease risk.
And how much exercise should we be aiming to get?
Yeah, so similar to the general population, we want to be doing at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise, but higher intensities and higher volumes, up towards about 300 minutes a week, have been shown to be even better at reducing your risk.
No worries. Well,
keeping you healthy. Yeah.
Well, no worries. Hopefully people out there, I mean, if they recognise the warning signs in themselves, they have a chat with their GP and start working towards a healthier heart.
Absolutely.
No worries. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
That's Lisa Parkinson, Director of Optimum Exercise Physiology Clare on your Classic It's Breakfast.